So I had to work all alone. At first I had a little laboratory, but as my resources began to run out, I had to conduct my experiments in a wretched, unfurnished room in Kentish Town, where I slept at last on a straw mattress on the floor among all my apparatus. The money simply flowed away. I grudged myself everything except scientific appliances. I tried to keep things going by a little teaching, but I am not a very good teacher, and I have no university degree, nor very much education, except in chemistry, and I found I had to give a lot of time and labor for precious little money. But I got nearer and nearer the thing. 3 years ago I settled the problem of the composition of the flux and got near the pressure by putting this flux of mine and a certain carbon composition into a closed-up gun barrel, filled up with water, sealing tightly, and heating. He paused. "Rather risky," said I.